Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week News Podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we are going to talk about changing attitudes about antitrust law and enforcement. The Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission both have new heads of antitrust policy, and we could see some very different stances from regulators about antitrust issues now than we have in the past years. So joining us to give us some analysis about that is Leslie Overton. Leslie is a partner at the law firm of Jones Day who practices in antitrust law. And Leslie, thank you for taking the time today.
Oh, happy to be with you today, Matt.
All right. Now, first question, what signals have we seen from the Justice Department or the Obama administration generally about its attitudes about antitrust? What do his appointments at the FTC and the DOJ, for example, tell us about what might be coming down the road?
Well, Matt, we've had numerous signals that antitrust enforcement in the Obama administration will be more vigorous and aggressive than during the Bush administration, particularly with respect to mergers, single firm conduct, and patent settlements.
Mm-hmm.
We have indicators from the president himself, who, while a candidate, made clear that if elected, he would instruct his administration to, quote, reinvigorate antitrust enforcement. He was especially critical of the Bush administration antitrust record, particularly at the Department of Justice in areas like mergers. But we also have considerable insight into the enforcement philosophies of key members of the new leadership teams at the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice Antitrust Division.
Mm-hmm.
The new FTC Chairman John Leibowitz and the new Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust at the Department of Justice, Christine Varney, both are prior enforcement officials. Chairman Leibowitz had been an FTC commissioner since 2004 until he was elevated in February, while Ms. Varney was an FTC commissioner during the Clinton administration.
Okay.
And so we've got insight about them, but also about other officials. The new chief economists at the DOJ and the FTC, Carl Shapiro and Joe Farrell, are both previous enforcers, too. They were both the economic deputy at the DOJ. We know about a number of their views from a paper trail. They've written a number of articles, a number together.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Shapiro has been a particularly vocal critic of the Bush administration record, again, especially at the DOJ. So we can expect from the economic perspective for there to be more harmony between the views of the DOJ and the FTC in that respect,
mm-hmm.
and a more vigorous approach.
So
the FTC's new director for the Bureau of Competition, Rich Feinstein, used to lead the FTC's healthcare shop. So this is a further indicator that the FTC will closely scrutinize the healthcare and pharmaceutical industries for anti-competitive conduct. And we know from Chairman Leibowitz that that is a top priority for him. And then looking at Ms. Varney's leadership team as a whole, we see more litigators than in recent memory,
mm-hmm.
Including a former Supreme Court clerk. So the civil deputies, Molly Boast and William Kavanaugh, are both litigators from New York. And Ms. Boast previously served as the director of the FTC's Bureau of Competition.
Mm-hmm.
And the appellate deputy, in addition to being a former Supreme Court clerk, is an alum of the antitrust division. So we should expect the DOJ to be more likely than its predecessors to bring cases in court.
Now, talk to me a little about the sorts of mergers or other business transactions out there that are likely to go under the microscope more intensively now than they might have been scrutinized, say, 2 or 3 or 5 years ago.
Well, for starters, particularly at the DOJ, we should expect vertical mergers to get more attention.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect this because Ms. Varney when she was an FTC commissioner, voted to bring some cases and was particularly interested in the competitive implications of vertical mergers. And so we certainly expect Ms. Varney to look at each case on its facts, but these cases are going to get a closer look and are likely to take longer to get approved, assuming they don't ultimately get challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'd say successful firms that have large market shares or are dominant should expect their conduct to draw more attention in during this administration. Again, particularly at the Justice Department compared to the Bush administration. And Ms. Varney has already, in her Senate confirmation hearing testimony, expressed concern about the policy views that were set forth in the DOJ's single firm conduct report that was issued during the Bush administration. So we should expect, and I should say that report was sharply criticized by three of the four sitting FTC commissioners. So we should expect that there will be a greater microscope placed on successful or dominant firms.
So now, for our readers who are more compliance officers and worrying specifically about corporate compliance responsibilities, what does this all mean for them, or what should they be thinking of in terms of, I don't know, documentation they need to collect or policies they need to ensure are being followed, or what else is really going to be on their minds in this new sort of antitrust realm that might be coming to pass?
Well, I should say that the prior administration at the Justice Department, which has jurisdiction for criminal antitrust enforcement, was quite vigorous, and we expect that vigor to continue under the Obama administration. So compliance officers should always make sure that they are taking steps to ensure that the antitrust laws are being complied with, that they have appropriate methods for detecting any problems, for reporting those problems, and again, for training people so that those problems don't occur in the first place. So that does not change.
Okay.
That is still something to be very careful about. But beyond that, I think for companies that are considering mergers, those companies need to think even more carefully about what is driving the merger, and if there are efficiencies, hopefully, that are driving the parties, that those need to be documented even more carefully than in the past, because there will be a greater level, likely, of skepticism about efficiency justifications than there was during the Bush administration. And so that may well mean bringing in a consultant or other third party early to do a study and really show what is expected in terms of verifiable, tangible, provable benefits to a transaction. But then I would say, in terms of compliance, again, going back to successful or dominant firms in particular being under the microscope, compliance officers need to be confident that they understand exactly what these firms are doing, what their folks are doing, and how that might be viewed in the current administration, and even if it is legal behavior, what risk is posed in terms of the possibility of an investigation and unwanted scrutiny. So making sure that activities, particularly by such successful firms, are really, really have a legitimate business justification and are being very carefully thought through, and that legal counsel is involved in decisions to make sure they make the most sense for those companies and their customers.
All right. Well, Leslie, that's actually all the time we have today, but thank you very much for taking the time. We really appreciate all your comments here.
Thank you. Very happy to participate.
And again, everybody, that was Leslie Overton from the law firm of Jones Day. She was talking to us about antitrust policy and enforcement. That is all for this week. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next time.